Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back at last week's message titled New Beginnings. How did the church get started? Without further ado, let's get rolling. Well, this is Pastor Gary Bush from Grace Community Church, and on the At the Table podcast, my goal is to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And you know, primarily what I like to do is look back at the previous week's message and see what we can learn from this a little by diving a little bit deeper into these messages and exploring the heart of our faith. Today, we're going to delve into some powerful insights inspired by our recent journey through the early church and the book of Acts. And the reality is we've been in this series titled God's Big Story for some 7-8 months now, and it's getting near the end of the Bible. And we realize that although this is not the end of God's story, and we realize that Jesus is coming back again, there are some powerful insights that we can gather. So grab a seat and let's get started. You know, as I've been reflecting on our recent sermons, a particular verse has stayed with me, Philippians 1:6. You know, I mentioned this last week and how God just gave this to me and showed me a new insight that maybe I should have seen before, but I didn't. Well, Paul writes this, though, and says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It's just a really fantastic reminder that though we may stumble, and though we will definitely face trials, God is faithfully working in us. And I'm reminded that sometimes friction or conflict in our life is actually a sign that God is at work. Why is that, you say? Well, here's the point. Sin, our sinful nature, is oftentimes will go contrary to God and His desire. So when we submit to Him and say, make us more like you, draw us closer to you, this is naturally going to cause conflict. But God is faithful and He is working in us if you're following Him. And He's not done with us yet. And we are continually being shaped and molded. This is such a comfortable assurance for us as believers, a hopeful assurance, even if the ride is not so smooth. Well, as we look at the journey of the early disciples in Acts, we see the same theme. These are ordinary people who God used to do extraordinary things. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus promised them the Holy Spirit, saying, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you will be with me, or will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You know, this circles that are painted here in this verse remind us that it was a task to take God's message, starting where they were at, and slowly working their way out till there was an explosion. The Holy Spirit empowered them. And just like them, He empowers us today. It's not by our might or our wisdom, but it's by the Spirit that we can carry His message into the world. I want you to envision those early days after Jesus ascended to heaven. Imagine being there, standing in wonder as everything was unfolding, the teachings, the miracles, Jesus resurrected and now ascended. And Acts chapter 2 tells us that about Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus was crucified, after Passover, after He rose, this happens. See, the disciples gathered together. They prayed earnestly and waited as Jesus had instructed. The Holy Spirit came in like a rushing wind, and immediately there was speaking in different languages, proclaiming God's marvelous works to everyone gathered from various nations. You know, I think God works that way sometimes. So many times, He could just make things happen, but He waits on us to come to Him, to pray, to confess, to lay it at His feet and say, God, show up, we need you. And that's what happened in the early church. Now imagine this, that you were there witnessing this monumental event. What an incredible time it must have been. But here's the thing, God continues to do amazing things even today. The Lord is continually adding to our numbers, and we have a role to play. The early church beautifully illustrates what it means to be a community of believers, fully committed to living out faith together. In Acts chapter 2, as I mentioned, starting in verse 42, we see this. Let me read it to you. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wondrous and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. And catch this in verse 47, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being served. Can you picture this amazing community of believers living and doing life together? See, these verses in Acts chapter 2 point to a vibrant picture when they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. These are core practices that are strengthening their community and enabled them to grow. They were generous. They lived in an abundance mindset, realizing that God provided what they need. And they used this abundance and this generosity to meet each other's needs. And God blessed them with growth. You know, it makes me think, sometimes today in the church, we gather one day a week and then we leave, never to think about what was said or shared or what God showed us another moment. And even more than that, we scatter. We're divided by our busy schedules, and we don't take the time to gather and do life together. Boy, what a challenge the early church gave us, and what a reminder that it's in this community that true spiritual growth and community grows. So what can we learn from this passage specifically? First, the church, as I said Sunday, is not about me, it's about we. If you read this passage and you heard me read it to you, you realize that there was no first-person pronouns in those verses. It's about coming together. It's about serving each other and being collective, a collective body that seeks to glorify God. That's one. Number two, the church is about doing life together. I just mentioned this. We weren't meant to walk this journey alone. We were designed for community. We were created for relationship, first and foremost with God, but then with other believers. And this is to support one another, to encourage and lift each other up, and to share the burdens and joys of our life. See, we're called to be active participants in our faith, stepping out in boldness, sharing the love of Christ with those around us. Like those early believers, let's be devoted to learning and growing and serving. At this moment, just stop and think. What is God bubbling to the surface and bringing to your remembrance now that might need addressed? See, it's not just showing up on Sunday morning and consuming the Sunday morning performance. No, rather it's to worship alongside other believers and actively be engaged in that, maybe serving, maybe leading, maybe just being an active participant. But you see, church is so much more than that. We've had a number of deaths that have happened since I've been the pastor of this church, and I can tell you that every single one of them from church members has been hard. It's been difficult. Some have been caught us by surprise. Others have been ones that we saw coming, but nonetheless, it was difficult. And I can tell you that each and every member of those families that had loved ones that passed away told me this, Boy, I don't know how I would do it without my church family. You know, that's one of my favorite things about Grace Community Church is that, and it's one of our vision points, is to be a very welcoming and loving church where everyone feels welcome and where we can meet people's needs. And so I'm proud of this church for living that out. And we need to remember that as we go out into the world around us and try to build those same relationships in different ways in those people in our life. You know, we are called to participate, like I mentioned, through our faith, stepping out in boldness and sharing the love of Christ with those around us. Like those early believers, let us be devoted to learning, growing, and serving, and take this outside the four walls. You know, as I wrap up today's podcast, I want to do that. I want to challenge us to think outside the four walls of the church. I want you to leave with this challenge. How are you living out your faith today? Are you actively engaged in community? Are you seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance in reaching those around you? Remember, we're all missionaries called to share the gospel wherever we go. Let's pray for boldness this week, like early church, to be witnesses in our homes, our workplaces, and our communities. Let's pray for God to stir our hearts and to use us to reach those who don't yet know Him. My prayer for us is that we could see lives transformed, that our churches would be places where people encounter the living God, and that together we would fulfill our calling to make disciples of all the nations. You know, this week we're going to talk even more about being outward focused and living a life that's taking the gospel to where we're at. And I want you to keep praying for that individual that God has brought to your heart that you know that needs Jesus, and ask Him more specifically, how can you be a part of the solution? Well, thank you for joining me today at the At the Table podcast. If you liked what you heard and you're interested in getting more, please like us or subscribe or leave a comment, a positive comment to encourage me. I appreciate you dialing in and listening to this, and I pray that it has helped and definitely encouraged and equipped you on your journey. And I hope you found this time encouraging and that it spurs you on in your walk with Christ. Remember, God's not done with you yet. Keep pressing in, and we'll see you next time. God bless.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.